Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure and program for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And as you know, we're rapidly coming up on the Thanksgiving season. We're thinking turkey, we're thinking family, we're thinking being thankful. Today we have with us a guest, Joe Carrier, retired professional engineer, a member of St. Luke the Evangelist Parish. Besides all that, he's just a good friend of mine. And Joe's agreed to talk with us a little bit about today, about Thanksgiving, the thing he's thankful for, and things that make a difference in his life. So, Joe, welcome.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and share some thoughts about Thanksgiving.
Well, let's do that. You know, I've known you for several years now and known you to be an introspective guy. You think about things. You come up with good thoughts. I was hoping maybe during these next few minutes that you'd tell us a little bit about what Thanksgiving means to you and maybe some of your reflections on Thanksgiving's past that have been particularly meaningful.
Yes, that's rather appropriate because the first thing I thought of when you invited me to share the session with you was some of the fond and fabulous memories I have of Thanksgivings with family. But first of all, I think because I'm a prior engineer, I do things chronologically a lot.
Okay.
I'd like to tell you how thankful I am that I was born in the United States of America.
Amen. Amen.
What a wonderful opportunity to witness freedom firsthand and not have to see the things that we see on the news and read about in periodicals and newspapers of people who aren't free. And when I use the word opportunity, I meant for us to be free and for those poor souls that we pray for daily who aren't free, who don't have the things that we have. And so the essence of Thanksgiving for me begins with being able to live freely and give Thanksgiving freely to the God who created us. And it's that's why I go to Mass every morning, to give Thanksgiving. Oddly enough, the reading this morning from Ephesians has the word Thanksgiving in it.
Did it. Great. Yeah,
and I found that rather interesting because here I am right after Mass to visit with you.
Make you think God's in all this, doesn't you?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's with us 24/7, and for that we're happy.
And so that's kind of the genesis of Thanksgiving for me, and certainly it transcends to being born to a man and a woman who were nothing but loving, giving, compassionate, merciful, disciplined parents, God-loving parents, born too many years ago, but born at a time that was a lot simpler than it is now, and at the same time experiencing things with family, with parents, that gave me the guidance because of their God-fearing lives, the guidance to come forward and hopefully be a good husband and father myself. And my siblings are the same way, very thankful for the ability that our parents gave us to forge ahead in this free country. So that's my second check mark on the meanings of Thanksgiving for me.
Well, you know, you and I both came up in a time, like you said, when things were a lot simpler than they are now. I think it's good that our parents were able to give us the basic values without the confusion of, I would just say, screen time and internet and so many things that intervene in our lives that parents could focus on their children and the children could be attentive to the things that their parents said.
Very much so. I get grandchildren who are all in their 20s. I don't envy their existence because it's surrounded by such things as the internet and 24-minute news cycles that changes every 20 minutes or so. Something new is up. We grew up in a much simpler time, Thanksgiving for what we did have. But it was so simple. We had a TV set that had about a 6 or 7 inch diameter. It wasn't square, it was round screen in a Sylvania box, and the box must have weighed about 4,000 pounds.
Oh my gosh, great memories, full of vacuum tubes.
Yeah. And we didn't have that until I was in eighth grade.
Oh wow.
It was, again, we don't want to overemphasize, but it was a simpler time when things were just easier to grasp and easier to worship and give thanks, because we had an appreciation level that transcended, I hate to use this term, but it transcended greed and the feeling that you owe me.
Mm.
We didn't grow up with that.
Yeah,
and
That's true.
I see that in the world today. So I'm thankful for that period in our lives, that we were able to witness a time when you woke up in the morning and your day was pretty much established for you. There weren't nearly as many diversions or interruptions of your day. And I'm not trying to pick on the present. It's just that I enjoyed that time. So that's another mark for Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, I think the value of what you and I experienced as children, and that which you so eloquently just defined for us, is really the foundation for today. Because things have changed. Yeah, they're different. And we were obviously more comfortable in our youth than maybe we are now. But there's still good things happening today that we need to thank the Lord for. Primary among them, as you said, was our foundation. There, where we came from and where we are today. We've never been a more prosperous nation than we are today. We're more prosperous than we were then. If prosperity, financial prosperity is important, we are more so today. But it also gives us, there are also things that came out of that foundation that are good for today.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, and that's why I tried to emphasize that I enjoyed the old times for the learning experience, but certainly today, we didn't have air conditioning, now we have air conditioning. We didn't have power steering, now we have power steering. I could go through the litany.
Sure.
To catch an airplane, you had to jump through a lot of hoops. Of course, getting off an airplane today is jumping through a lot of hoops.
Yeah,
but
right.
Everything, education, transportation, communications, all of those, the advances that we've had in medicine and science and technology, it's absolutely fascinating. And I hope that people do have a feeling of thanksgiving for all of the gifts that the good Lord has seen fit to allow us to develop. Without His grace, none of that would have happened as I see it.
Exactly right.
And so I think, hearkening back to my beginnings, my appreciation comes from the fact that it was a simpler time, but that I have a greater appreciation for what we have now in the context of knowing that the Creator made it possible.
Amen.
And that leads to the next mark of Thanksgiving that I have, which is the just fabulous memories of having Thanksgiving Day with sometimes close to 30 family members,
oh, wow,
including my great-grandmother on my mother's side, who was born in 1883.
Really?
And obviously, she'd been gone quite a while. She actually met my wife when we were engaged. We hadn't been married yet, but she lived a long, full life, and she was a trip. And so those memories of family, of the closeness, and certainly the food. My mother was famous for making oyster patties in the little and the big oyster shells that were, I think Mackenzie sold them back then, but they were like finer flaky material than even a croissant, and they'd be full of this wonderful oyster dressing. And my wife still carries that recipe around, and we still have it, but we don't have the shells anymore. But camaraderie, the fellowship, the chaos of the kids running around, the frenetic aspect of Thanksgiving Day, and then all of a sudden, and it was usually my father would call for silence and would have the prayer before the meal. And if you can just imagine a zoo and a circus in one box, all of a sudden going quiet. I still remember that. And my dad would pray for everyone and give thanksgiving. So that's basically what I grew up with, was the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Well, family is so precious to us that it continues today, that really the best part of Thanksgiving is not presents, that's reserved for Christmas, but presents, just being together, just loving on each other and sharing good food, special foods that we don't eat that often. All of the pumpkin pie and pecan pie and if I'm lucky, a coconut cream pie. Mm. But all of those wonderful things. But being with family and creating memories. You know, your parents created memories, and I'm sure you and I continue to have that responsibility with the spirit of Thanksgiving to create memories for our families.
Yes, and you segued right to the next marker for
okay.
me.
We must be on the same page.
Yeah,
I love it.
We are, Bob.
I love it.
I think we are. The next marker is very similar, but it to the last one. But it's has its unique presence in that because of the fact that our daughter and her husband are in their mid 50s, they have a condo in Orange Beach, and about close to 20 years ago, we started a tradition of having Thanksgiving at Orange Beach condo.
Oh, wow. Great.
And it's become something that if you miss it, you're in trouble with my wife. And it's important to us to realize that Thanksgiving isn't just gathering. It isn't just the meal. It's a true essence of giving thanks. And so we keep that as the theme, and I have attempted to step into my father's role, thanking the Lord at the proper time. And, of course, we don't have any little ones in our family any longer, but so the chaos and the frenetic nature is gone. But we really do enjoy that. And I use the word tradition in a way that means a lot to me, because establishing tradition for giving Thanksgiving, I think, is something that even those who aren't as perhaps tuned to the Lord as my wife and I are, they'll pick up on that and follow that tradition. I believe that example will carry through. And so I think Thanksgiving is even more important in some ways than the presents at Christmas. Than the sacrifices and the alms and the prayers at Easter time. Because Thanksgiving is a method of prayer that not too many people avail themselves of when they should and they could. So I think it teaches us a great lesson. And you get a good meal out of it also.
Well, you can't ignore the good meals at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. For us, it's always been like you say, family coming together, the craziness of the day, but sitting down around a table to take a meal together, to look at each other, our tradition has been somewhat of going around a table, and everybody gets to say something that they're thankful for the year. And I don't know if that's important in the big scheme of things, but, you know, I think it creates for our children, you know, a role model of life and how life needs to be, and in a time and a day when selfishness seems to be rising to the top, me first, it's my deal, for us to be thankful in front of each other, to submit ourselves basically to each other and say, this is the part that really blesses me, and to see our children, grandchildren, and coming for us soon will be great-grandchildren, around a table with us is pretty much of a blessed time.
Very definitely. The opportunity to be thankful isn't something that I confine to just the good stuff. And by that I mean as you mature in your faith and you understand that even the things that are challenges in our lives are opportunities to give thanks. Because the Lord doesn't really answer all of our prayers with a yes. Sometimes he says no. And other times, instead of an answer direct, he gives us a challenge to accept. And if we don't accept it, then we don't get an answer. And so I actually have come to, and only in the last probably 8 or 10 years, thank the Lord for the challenges. And as you know, we've had a few in our family. But I really mean that God has to be thanked for everything that we experience in our lives. Because it's the fullness of that existence that he has given us and that opportunity that he gave us through his son, Christ, to be followers and to understand how important it is to ask forgiveness and to give thanks. And so Thanksgiving has a special meaning, and has in my family for many years. So.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's that the place in Scripture where Jesus, right after he's baptized, says, the kingdom of God is here. Repent and be a part of it. And a very loose translation, but that's pretty close to what he meant. But to be a part of the kingdom of God, and for that I'm extremely thankful. For in the kingdom of God, I find people like you and some of our other friends that are just walking the same walk. And in the kingdom of God, we have the opportunity to walk a step or two higher than we can kind of get above the fray and to be able to see the goodness of God and see his mercy and his care in our lives. That's one of the things I'm really thankful for is the kingdom of God, that I got a place to go. There's a place that I belong. And sometimes I don't feel like I really fit the circumstances that are around me. But in the kingdom of God, there are wonderful people, there are wonderful, the wonderful love of Christ, no surprises, everybody's on the same page. It's just an amazing place.
Yes, it is. And you reminded me of the commonality that we have, because no matter what your profession, what your proclivities, what your vocation, avocation, diversions, hobbies, you name it, no matter what they are, when we're together in prayer, there's a unity. And that's when Thanksgiving comes out. That's when hallelujah is a method of giving thanks.
Yes, it is.
And too many of us want to own a seat or a pew. But then that community that we experience, you can feel the awe. If you tune yourself to it, you can feel the awe of being in a facility, whether it be a synagogue, a church, any house of worship, or in your prayer closet, and you can give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Anytime.
Amen. Well, it's been such a blessing in my life. And, of course, there was a time that I lived without Christ, and we went through the motions. But, you know, walking with Christ in his kingdom and being thankful for all that he's done, being thankful for every day, be it a healthy day or a sick day, or being a day of surgery or a day of not of surgery, we can still be thankful that he loves us and cares for us and he never fails us. That's just a wonderful item to be thankful for.
Amen to that prayer, Bob. Amen. That was an excellent prayer. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy speaking with you.
Well, thank you, Joe, for sharing with us today your heart and your family and some of the stories of your childhood that built a foundation that you're passing on. Maybe it's in Orange Beach instead of on a street of New Orleans, but you're passing it on to your children, and I'm sure they'll continue to do that. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be thankful.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you.
Thank you, Joe, for being with me today. I appreciate it. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Send us a text, leave us a message. And if you're thankful about something, just send us a little text and tell us what you're thankful for. I'd love to hear from you. Encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to support the station. We appreciate your help. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again daily for Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.